This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. Taxes just went up, and for some taxpayers, capital gains taxes have gone way up. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, outlines some key reasons why capital gains taxes should be kept low. For people who don't really follow this, when Barack Obama talks about paying the same rates that Warren Buffett pays with paying the rates as his secretary, what is he missing there? What is he leaving out?
Well, capital gains are different than ordinary income like wages, and they've always been treated different virtually to the beginning of the U.S. income tax. In fact, many industrial countries never used to tax capital gains because they were simply not considered to be income. So, you know, in the Netherlands, in New Zealand today, if you buy a share for $10, you sell the share a few years later for $15, you are not taxed at all because those countries do not consider capital gains as income. And I believe that's the proper treatment. Unfortunately, American policymakers are forgetting these lessons about capital gains taxes. The capital gains are different, and if you tax them highly, you really damage the economy for a number of reasons.
Your argument here is that capital gains rates should go away, but failing that, they should be cut.
That's right. The optimal capital gains tax rate would be zero, like we see in a number of other countries like the Netherlands and New Zealand. But barring that, we want to keep the capital gains tax rate as low as possible. And my new report for Cato lists six basic reasons why we want a low capital gains tax rate. The first reason is something called lock-in. If you have a high capital gains tax rate, it means that shareholders will not sell their shares in an optimal manner. They'll tend to hold on to shares for too long, and that is bad for the overall economy. The second reason is inflation. If you buy a corporate stock for $10, you sell it a number of years later for $15, a lot of that gain is actually just inflation, and it is unfair and damaging to tax people on inflationary gains. Third reason why low capital gains taxes are a good idea is that capital gains represent double taxation. Corporate profits are taxed at the corporate level. When income goes to the individual, they're taxed again with the dividend and capital gains tax. Double taxation of corporate equity is bad. It biases the American corporate sector toward taking on too much debt. So we want to keep tax rates on capital gains and dividends as low as possible. The fourth reason to keep capital gains tax rates as low as possible is a practical one: globalization and international tax competition. If we put our tax rates on capital too high, investment will simply flow out of the country. International investors are looking for the best deal, the best return on their dollar, and if we push up rates on capital, like corporate profits taxes or capital gains taxes, we simply scare away investment capital from the United States. The fifth reason to keep capital gains tax rates as low as possible is that there's a strong historical relationship between low capital gains tax rates and a healthy and vigorous entrepreneurial sector in the economy. The Silicon Valley, the explosion in Silicon Valley in the late 1970s is directly tied to the capital gains tax cut in 1978 and then in 1980-81. That reduction in capital gains tax rate allowed a flood of venture capital and angel investment money to flow into high-tech sectors, clusters like Silicon Valley, and create this explosion in growth companies. Apple, Microsoft, biotech companies. These companies were all nurtured by venture capital and angel investment, and those investors are looking for capital gain on their investment. If we have a high capital gains tax rate, we simply have less investment in growth companies. The final reason to keep a low capital gains tax rate is simply a government revenue one. The government will probably not raise any more money if we raise the capital gains tax rate. We've seen this time and time again when in changes in capital gains tax rates. The reason is that capital gains are highly elastic or responsive to the rate. If you increase the rate, the capital gains realizations will fall substantially, and the government probably won't raise any more money.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.